Yirmiyah Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, Le'ilui Nishmas, Betzalel Tzvi, Ben Moshe Yitzchak. Rabbi Breuer says about a lot of the things happening in this section, Yirmiyah could very well have gloated over the pitiful helplessness of the former luminaries of the state, who had always treated him with scorn and abuse, and he would have been justified berating the masses who had turned a deaf ear to his warnings. But instead, every fiber of his compassionate heart trembles with pain at the thought of the events which have just been announced to him. And unfortunately, Yirmiyah would do this for decades, and so much so that so much of Sefer Yirmiyah is basically Eicha under another name. I hate to say it, but we'll be going in this same vein, at least through Parachof Gimel, when we see some vision of a hopeful future in the times of the Mashiach. But in the meantime, Bo'esahi Ye'omer Lo'am HaZevel Yerushalayim. So after reflecting for a moment on his own reaction to what's happening, so now, at that time, it will be said of the people and of Yerushalayim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a warning, Ruach Tzach Shifayim Bamidbar, like a dry wind over the hilltops of the wilderness, Derech Basami, that is the way of my people. We already saw the people characterized earlier as a wild donkey running around without any direction, and now like a dry wind is the way of the people. Lo lizros v'lo lahavar, not the kind of wind that would be for winnowing or separating chaff or doing something that would be constructive. The Al-Sheikh explains this is the response of the Jewish people not to do tshuva, so it doesn't winnow by removing the arrogance, or lahavar, to cleanse the traces of earth, the dirt from the grain, so you purify your desires for earthly things. So unfortunately, Klal Yisrael doesn't react that way, and so the winds aren't winds of constructiveness, they're winds of destructiveness. Radak says that a wind that blows in high places on top of mountains in deserts have no wind break, no impediment. So they do a tremendous amount of damage, like tornadoes in the Great Plains during the Dust Bowl in the 1930s. So this wind is a metaphor, but it's also literal. The Ruach Nevuah, the spirit of prophecy, the wind disperses the clouds, which can prevent harmful rain or winnowing process, like we just said. But unfortunately, none of this is a wind of blessing. Ruach malei me'ela yavoli. One of those intense winds will come upon them for me. Ata gam ani adaber mishpatim osam. Now, I will also speak words of judgment against them. So it's not bad enough, but the destructive winds are coming. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to exact justice, and he's going to give Musar, and there's going to be a lot of this in Sefer Yirmiyah. Because Klal Yisrael are being warned over and over and over again by a prophet who works for decades to try to save the people because his heart is with the people. He doesn't want to see the destruction that is to come. Imagine, Chas V'Shalom, somebody saw coming what Hamas did to babies, to children, to innocent people, to young women. This is all that Bavel is going to do to us the same way, only this time Yirmiyah is warning us in advance, and the intel nobody is listening to. Yud Gimel Hine Ka'ananim Ya'aleh. Continuing the sort of windy metaphor, now the enemy is going to rise up like clouds. The chasufa markavosav, and his chariots are going to be like the storm. Kalu minisharim susav. This is a very famous phrase and a terrible one that recurs in Eicha. His horses are swifter than eagles. Oy lanu kishu dadnu. Woe to us because we are vanquished. So a terrible prophecy of the fact that clouds just rise without any effort over the earth, and the enemy is going to ascend over Eretz Yisrael. And we say this all over Tisha B'Av every year, and it's, of course, right here all over Yirmiyah. Yadad kabsi me'ra'a libech Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, rinse your heart, wash your heart, launder your heart, cleanse your heart of evil. Laman tivashei, so that you may be saved. And this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu warning them, but you can hear the Navi doing the same thing. Actually, Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that Chazal tell us that true tshuva can overturn a gzera ra'a. You know, this is Avinu Malkenu. Laman tivashei, so that you yourselves can be saved. Ad mosai tolin bikirbeich. How long Will you lodge within yourself? Will you allow to dwell within you, machshavos oneich, your terrible thoughts of iniquity, of sin? How long are you going to harbor these inner thoughts? And imagine, Rabbi Breuer says, in terms of oven, could mean your strength, that your own material, physical strength is going to save you from evil. Tesvav ki kol magid midon. Because the voice of the herald, the voice of the magid, is coming out of Dun, Mashmia Oven Mehar Ephraim, and announces misfortune from the mountain of Ephraim. So it's interesting that again, the word Oven comes up. Oneich and Umashmiya Oven are spelled the same way. And Rabbi Breuer says the people are being held accountable because you didn't pay attention to what happened to Har Ephraim and the northern kingdom. Dun and Ephraim were completely destroyed by Ashur. You knew what was coming. Why Dun? Because of the idol worship that was done, Pesel Micha. And then they stole Pesel Micha, the people of Dun, so that it would be their totem. It's also a reference, the Targum says, and others say, to the golden calves that Yeravam put in Dun and Ephraim, Beisel. Pesel Micha, all of the Avodah Zarah has its seat and its history in Dun. And so the voice of the herald comes out of Dun because it's Midah Keneged Midah.